Welcome to My Orgasmic Life podcast, a show that where we talk about sex, love, relationships, and kink. And of course, my favorite part, I share with you my very graphic, very juicy, and always entertaining orgasmic life. I'm Gaia Morissette, your hostess, and your holistic sexual wellness specialist, your trauma healer, your BDSM expert, and of course, your pro dominatrix. The show was inspired to inspire you to support your orgasmic living. Remember, always check the content warning before you listen and make sure you're listening where no one else can hear it, because you never, ever know what I'm going to say, because I always come with an explicit graphic content warning. Now, strap in and enjoy the show. Good. Okay. So I think I might not have hit record. Anyways, I'll worry about that later. Okay. So am I recording? Yeah, I'm recording. So welcome to another fabulous episode of My Orgasmic Life. So this, sometimes the tech, you know, is complicated. There's a lot of things going on. So I have, I'm live streaming. Whoa, out of control. I'm live streaming from my loyal fans page while I record, pre-record the podcast. And so sometimes I hit record on the wrong thing. You know, there's lots of buttons, lots of moving pieces. Sometimes get it, sometimes don't. All right, so I want to talk about masturbation. Yeah, jerking off, rubbing out, stroking the chicken, choking the chicken, flipping the bird. Masturbation and why it's maths. So it's been a while since I've talked about the importance of having a really hot, sexy masturbation life with yourself and how it affects your ability to have your arousal response, to keep your arousal response hot. It helps with a mastery of ejaculation. It helps get to know your body. It helps having sex with partners because you're not reliant on them. It takes the pressure for which, you know, stops the whole performance anxiety and expectations that can interfere in relationships. There's just so many, not to mention it helps with emotional stability. It helps with sleep, stress management. There's just so many good things about jerking off, masturbating. So what I find is that, you know, I've had many conversations and done many podcast episodes about the importance of masturbation and why it's important and what you should do and how to, you know, mix up your, change up your spank bank and your orgasmic patterning and all those things. But it's been a while, so we're going to recap those things. Well, the first thing is that, hold on here. My dog is doing some weird shit. Hold on. Please pause. I'm going to pause everything here. Okay. Sorry. Again, I had to deal with my puppy. He had to go out. All right. Where was I? Oh, jerking off and the importance of that and why we want to do that. So when we have a hot, sexy life with ourselves, it gives us permission to expand our sexuality, our repertoire. My inspiration for this topic is, I've talked a lot about it and it's just important, but I was having a conversation recently with one of my sexual wellness clients, and he was talking about how he's bored when he's jerking off. And I was like, oh, right, this is an important conversation. How do we spice it up? How do we change up our orgasmic patterning? And so masturbation, first of all, is just good to do. It helps us get connected to our bodies. But it also helps us to expand and explore our creativity, which then the more you fantasize, the more you use your brain to fantasize when you're masturbating, the more you're practicing creative problem solving. It helps with your cognitive abilities and your ability to problem solve elsewhere, because basically masturbation is like adult imagination play and creative play. And when we kind of stop that when we're young, then we also stop our brains functioning around being more creative and handling life in a creative way. So if you're like, I need to masturbate. Empress told me it's good for my brain. You're welcome for that. So my client, was struggling with, his brain wandering and, not being satisfied when he was masturbating anymore. And I was like, well, what are you doing? And he told me what he's doing. I'm like, do you do that every time? And when what we call that is your orgasmic patterning. And your orgasmic patterning is lovely. However, it hinders your orgasmic expression. It hinders your orgasmic possibilities. You're not fully reaching your orgasmic potential and your orgasmic performance, basically. When we do the same thing, we think about the same thing, we fantasize about the same thing, we have our bodies positioned the same way, we typically also are doing it in the same location. All of that is like, and we know, we have the same stroke, the same pressure, the same everything, and then we come. Each time you do that, you create a neural pathway in your brain, like a little path. Think about it, okay? Now, the next time you do it, you make that path even deeper and even deeper and even deeper, which means that it's what only allows you to have orgasms in that way. You're missing out on so much, so much pleasure, orgasmic possibilities, missing potential, it's wasted, gone. Now, you want to be able to interrupt those patterns by changing up locations, changing up what you think, changing up, how what physical things you do. So if you lay on your back, lay on your stomach, stand, sit, whatever location, change up where you do it, change up what you're reading or what you're watching or what you're thinking about. You want to mix it up, but you don't want to mix it all up at the same time, because then you're just not going to have any satisfaction whatsoever. Now, when we're changing our orgasmic patterning while we're masturbating, it's important that when you're choosing to do that, you're like, ah, today I'm going to work on my orgasmic, opening up my orgasmic possibilities, my potential, reaching my full orgasmic potential. You want to choose one of the things that you normally do and mix it up. Now, if you're not being able to have your orgasm, whether that's vaginally, clitorally, anally, ejaculation with the penis, whatever, however your normal orgasm may include ejaculation, not ejaculation, don't go to your go-to to finish off. Because then that just reinforces that that's the only way you can come. That's the only way you can have an orgasm. Instead, stop what you're doing. When you get to that place where you're like, ah, I'm getting frustrated or I'm bored or, I'm like irritated. I just want to come and get her done with. When you're feeling that, stop what you're doing. Go do something else for 10, 15 minutes, which we're doing is we're resetting. And then you can come back and masturbate how you normally masturbate so that you can have your orgasm the way you normally have your orgasm if you need to. Okay, that's an important part of reprogramming. Adding more fantasy to your masturbation is kind of like the beginning stages of your sexual exploration. This is why masturbation is so important, because you are in complete control, and it's It's a safe environment. It's a safe environment to think about something new or read about some kind of new experience or watch about some kind of new experience. And it's a new possibility, and you can allow your body to enjoy it in the safety and the quiet and the I don't want to say the secret because make secrets can feel like it's bad, but the privacy of your own being without anybody else's influence or fear of their judgment or fear of any of those things, shame, any of those kind of things. So it's again important if you don't masturbate, you don't continue to grow as a sexual being. You stay stagnant, you stay stuck. So changing up your, as I like to call it, your spank bank Rolodex is important. Another piece of how do we make masturbation an absolute is toys. There's so many amazing toys, both for penis owners and vagina owners, and everybody with an asshole. We got toys for nipples. We got so many toy possibilities that it's good to introduce. Because those have new possibilities, new sensations, new feelings, which then create a new orgasmic pattern because it's not like what you normally do. Okay. So toys, very, very important, you know. And the other important piece that masturbation is so crucial is the benefit of your relationship. A lot of people will masturbate or believe that masturbation is is because they can't get some in real life. And it's like, well, if I had a partner or a lover or lovers, then why would I ever masturbate? I've heard, you know, I've heard people say, "Oh, my sex is so good, I don't need to masturbate." As if I'm sexually satisfied here, then I don't need to, you know, masturbate. It's like it's not one or the other, it's both. When we don't have a good sexual gratification and give are the source of our own sexual gratification, we put a lot of pressure on our relationships. And we put a lot of pressure on our partner to be the one that gets us off. And that's great when they're into it, and that's great when they want to. But it's problematic when they stuff goes on in their lives. They might be stressed out. They may not be feeling sexy. They may be sick. They, you know, kids might be involved. Like, you know, kids are, you know, pulling a lot of the resources. They're too tired. There's a lot of reasons why, you know, your partner or partners, depending on if you're monogamous or non-monogamous, may not be able to or want to or willing to put out. So if you don't, so then when you do masturbate, there's like almost like an anger and a resentment to the fact that, well, I guess then I'm gonna have to do it myself, as if that's like second place or third place, instead of being like, oh, okay, well, my partner isn't capable or wanting or whatever the circumstances are. Great. I have lots of ways to entertain myself, and I don't need to, I'm going to go masturbate and I'm going to go enjoy that experience. It also gives your partner permission to also not put so much pressure on you, and that you have to be there every time they masturbate or every time that they have sexual experiences and express sexuality. It's an important part of our who we are as a sexual being to have a separate sex life with ourselves. And then we bring what we learn in that sex life with ourselves to others. And we can, which adds to our sexual expression. It doesn't take away from our sexual expression, it adds to our sexual expression. So those are the big ones that are why, yeah, it's important. Now, here's where masturbation can become unhealthy or dysfunctional. All right, I, you know, I'm all like, woo, let's masturbate, which is great. I'm all pro masturbation. I do it often. I do it once to twice a day if I can. And I have an active sex life. Right? The nice thing about often about vagina owners is like the more we orgasm, the more we want to have more sexy, the more sex, the more sexual energy we have, the more sexy we feel, the more we want. And that's also the case for penis owners if they don't ejaculate. But when you ejaculate, anybody who's ejaculating, vagina or penis owners, you lose your sexual drive and your sexual energy often. It depletes out of your body with the fluid. So if you want to be, if you want to be masturbating for increasing your sex drive and your sexual arousal or responses and horniness and desire, then you want to forego the ejaculation component. And that's both for vagina owners and penis owners. You want to build that sexual energy, build it into your body and not release it. Build it, build it, build it. So you can spend all day in this beautiful, close to having an orgasmic possibility. Woo. Where was I? I got distracted there. I was starting to get close to having talking about orgasms. Getting turned on. Woo. Okay, so we got now, when is it not beneficial to be masturbating? Is when you use masturbation as an avoidance tactic. So whether that's avoiding intimacy with your partner, avoiding intimacy with others, using it to distract from getting work done, and when it becomes where it starts to interfere in you being a functioning, happy, healthy, engaging, and connected person with the world, then that is when you've gone too far the other direction and it's not then a healthy relationship, sexual relationship with yourself. It's you've come into yourself too much and that you're not engaging with the world. So if that's going on, then there might be some things that we need to clear and heal and figure out what that is and find some other coping strategies that don't take you doesn't hinder your sexuality and stop your sexuality from growing and developing, but that it can help us so that we can help you express it in ways that work. So if, and that's the case, reach out, right? Let's sort that out because I want you to have a happy sex. I want you to have happy sexual expression in all areas of your life, both with yourself. Yeah, maybe. And with others, because it's an important part of who we are and how we connect with others. And intimacy is an important part of that as human beings. So if your masturbation is preventing you from doing that, then reach out. If you're like, I have shame or guilt, I didn't talk about shame or guilt or trauma that's associated with masturbation. You have some stuff going on there, reach out to me. Let's get it cleared out so that you can go back to this building, this beautiful, sexy, horny, lustful, and loving relationship with your body and your orgasms and your masturbation time and your self-love, self-lust time. All right. So those are the big key areas of why masturbation is must. Here's one of my lovely toys that I like to play with. I have the beautiful thing is that this is like has lots of different shapes and angles and things going on. And so, see, I'm getting carried, getting excited. Keep talking about masturbation, jerking off, and this cock's wiggling. My toy here is like wiggling, shaking itself at me like hello, like a lure. I'm like a fish with a lure. Anyways, I got distracted. Moral of the So make sure that you make space for masturbation. Oh, the last thing I want to talk about is not only do we talked about changing your orgasmic pattern, the importance of fantasizing. When you're fantasizing, creating your spank bank, your Rolodex, You want to make sure that you do it differently than you usually fantasize. Fantasize about different activities. If you don't know what those activities, this is where porn is actually beneficial. Go find some porn, find a genre, that's what they call them, different sex activity, different areas in which, porn is, categories they're under. Go find a new genre that you've never thought about before. Now, while you're watching or reading or looking or listening, because there's different kinds of porn, there's audio porn, visual porn, video. I personally love story reading as my go-to for porn because then I find it easier for me to put myself in the story and to change the characters to fit what turns me on, versus video doesn't really, doesn't really turn me on the same way. I know people who love sounds and love listening to sex porn, right? So find which ones work for you, which kind of porn. Then go find new genres. Now, here's the important thing about expanding your spank bank, your Rolodex, your sexual evolution, is to let go of your brain's belief around whether that's right or wrong, good or bad. And you got to let go of the judgment and see what your body does. Does your body get breathy? Does your nipples get erect? They're pulsating in your genital area? Are you getting hard? Is your clit throbbing? Or are you getting wet? What's happening? Those are the indicators that something new that you've just come across has been like, ooh, that's arousing. And let go of the shame and the belief system that that's wrong or dirty or there's something wrong with me or I'm a freak for liking that. Then, when you find something that creates this arousal, then take it to the next level. Keep exploring that with yourself. Now add those fantasies to just fantasizing without any external stimulation, and create the story for yourself and make the characters and create the activity yourself and allow yourself to enjoy that and expand even deeper into it. What that does is it, remember I talked earlier in this episode was about how important when we fantasize, how that basically transfers to our ability to create a problem solve, think outside of the box, or in this case, think with your box. All right. So it's like that's why that how that happens because you're developing, you're creating these new muscles in your brain when you start to use your brain to imagine and storytell and create fantasies. Very important for your cognitive well-being. Not to mention it's super hot. And once you feel like, oh, you know what? I've been masturbating to this, jerking off, rubbing one out, coming for quite a while about this particular activity or this genre or this fantasy, then it's a good, could be a good time to share that with your partner of like, hey, this is what I've been fantasizing about lately. And start to practice, and some of those fantasies you may want to turn into realities. You may want to introduce them into your own actual real time, real life sex life. And it's a great way to open up dialogue. And if you're like, oh my God, I could never, that's okay. Reach out. We can talk about all the different ways and how we can interact with, plus there's lots of episodes I've done on how do we have these difficult conversations about sex and desires and kinks and all these beautiful things. So go listen to those episodes, get some ideas. And if you still are like, oh, I could never, then reach out to me. We can help. I can help you. All right. Your partner is desperately wants to also be sexually liberated and free. We all do as human beings. And if we don't, and if we're not, there's usually reason. Trauma is usually the biggest reason. Religious belief systems, societal norms, these are the things that interfere. But as a core being, as a human being, our core being is to be sexually expressive and have sexual adventures and to continue our sexual evolution and development. it only gets stunted because of these other things. And when we clear those other things with help, like professionals like me and others who specialize in human sexuality, then it's like your development doesn't stop until you're dead. And you would think that, as sexually liberated and free as I am, that, I've done it all, seen it all, been it all, blah, 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 that there would be nothing. There's still new stuff I haven't done. And there's stuff I don't even know I haven't done yet, or that would be turning me on. It's at least once a week I say, wow, who knew that would turn me on? Those words come out of my mouth at least once a week. So there's so much potential of orgasmic pleasure possibilities when we, but the key to having that sexual liberation and that sexual expression is the key starts with ourselves. So if we can't start here, we can't share it with others. It's not the other way around. It's not others sexually unlock us and now we are free to be sexually liberated. No, that's codependent. Crazy. There's a lot of problems in that scenario. We're then dependent forever on our sexual expression is based on whether or not somebody else can unlock that for us. So it starts with ourselves. So happy masturbating. Yeah. A loving reminder is that you can always reach out to me at, through GaiaMorissette.com or succulentliving.com. But GaiaMorissette.com is the hub. So you can go start there and it'll take you to all the other places, my online courses, resources, my BDSM, sexual wellness, trauma healing, my podcast, all the beautiful places in which you can engage with me and consume me, ethically consume me. And enjoy the masturbation world. And as a loving reminder, if you're looking for some good spank bank material, remember my loyal fans page. Has lots of really great porn I make. So I can help in that department, both cognitively as well as like logistically. All right. Until next time, stay horny, stay kinky, and stay curious. Bye-bye. Mwah. Well, I hope today's episode inspired you, encouraged you, and of course, made you feel tingly inside. I just want to take a moment to tell you how much I appreciate the time that you spend and how I really deeply appreciate you listening. I do it for you guys, the audience, and I love and adore you guys. So, quick loving reminder, I am not available for naked pictures, getting married, having sex, or having anybody's babies. And when you want to spend more time with me in a professional capacity as your coach, your teacher, your educator, your facilitator, you can reach me at GaiaMorissette.com. That's the gateway to all things Gaia. Now, if you're like, oh, I really wonder what's in the extended version. I also lovingly invite you to follow me on Instagram, which the handle is My Orgasmic Life Podcast, where you can leave feedback and comments. Also, come join me on Facebook at My Orgasmic Life Podcast Facebook group. And I really want to hear from you. I want to know how this show affected you. What did you learn? Was it inspirational? Did you agree? Do you disagree? I want to know because I'm a little bit of a voyeur. So I want to know what, how am I affecting you? So please, please, please come leave some comments. Now, if you're like, but I don't want everybody to know what I'm thinking, which is okay. Sometimes we need privacy and we need to be anonymous. So you would like that option? We have that. Okay, listeners, until next time, may your life be filled with sexy exploration and orgasmic pleasure. Mwah. Bye-bye.